What are the things you emphasise to your players about coming into this game with a 3-0 lead and how they approach it?
First, it's a comfortable result. And the question is, if you start to play comfortable, then maybe that's not a good way. And that means that we need concentration, that we need to play to win the game, and that has to be the mentality.
We've had discussions after games over the last year. Sometimes the players haven't started how you wanted them to start, and you probably saw that against Espanyol and even in the first leg. So I guess that's at the top of your list.
Yeah, but it's always when something where you talk about with the players. And okay, it's not always then okay, they have that from the beginning. But okay, I think it's for everybody a new situation. I think that's very positive for the team because it's a new situation to play European League. And it makes and a travel, I think, 1,500 fans to Holland. That's enough reasons to play on a good level.
And I imagine the atmosphere here is pretty good when everyone gets going.
Yeah, I don't know if it's sold out, but normally it's always a great ambience in the stadium here. And the pitch is looking fantastic. It's enough reasons, again, to play good football.
And knowing what I think we've learning about you as a coach is that you're unlikely to make a lot of changes just because you've got a 3-0 lead. Is that fair?
Yeah, but OK. I think that the way to start the game and the way to prepare the game, it's all about concentration and spirit. And we have to show that. And if you win the game tomorrow, it's always a better feeling to go to Newcastle. And then if you don't win the game, and it makes it more easy if you start well the game on a good level and a good spirit, because that means that maybe you score a very fast goal and then they had to score five, and that's very difficult.
Stephen Coulker obviously travelled in the squad. Shane Long, we know, is ill. Are you hopeful he'll be OK for Sunday, and he'll be a bit of a miss here, won't he, because his pace has troubled defenders already?
Yeah, it's a pity that he's not travelling, and normally I think Shane will be available for this weekend.
And the situation with Jay Rodriguez, I mean, has he travelled? Is he with you?
Yes, he's with the team, yes.
So you're likely to replace Shane, I guess, in the setup.
Yeah, Jay is one of the attack players who can play, and because I think he had a good 90 minutes, and he had a good recovering after that Sunday, and he's available.